handle the truth.
August 27th, and it's 2017, and we have a three-hour live program, and the call-in number is 800-313-9443, and my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. Welcome, everyone. For those of you that have been with me, I understand from the people who assist me, from I have a lot of people that assist me to put on a show like this. They're all over the world, actually, and they tell me that next week will be my 11th year on RBN, and they were about the water and the expose on the national stage of the contaminants in the human body from water. We cover medicine and law, other aspects of life, and as they pertain to politics and real world situations. That being said, there's a lot of things that we cover on Parker Pathways that, being a knowledge engineer, which is what I am, and being involved in a lot of projects over the years, every once in a while I'm called back on things, which is what Uncle Sam does with people like me. And this has been one of those weeks for that. And when you look at the world the way it is going in terms of subtleties of changes that follow Agenda 21 and 2020 and 2030, and you look at people that are out here in the world running amok, and you know, having different political views, and there's nothing wrong with that. But for a long time, when I first went out the door with the government's work that they had been doing for 45 years of solid human experimentation and with the water, the chlorinine and the thing, which you can find on the front page of RBN, chloramine causes health damage. And I suggest you read that and get a cornerstone of things, of where we started and where we are now, and in terms of the chemistry of the human body and how it changes you. And then you can also look at the bio, which is on program, a program sheet. Just click on my name and you can look there. And it may guide you even further of what some background that we may be dealing with. Then, all being said as well, understand that we're made up of 65 to 68% of water systems, and there are contaminants and cancer-causing agents in the water, but now, of course, there are with fracking, there are with recycled water, produced water, which is another aspect of the disease. There are all kinds of ways that people look at things, and they can either walk away from it, which, or they can become more interested in getting a new yacht. Or, let's say, they live in a different world than the people that are on the street. You know, they're being paid by world entrepreneurs to get a tattoo and be paid to be on the street to complain. So you take that backdrop and you look at you look at the world I live in, and you see, you have a situation where no matter what the folks are saying about superiority and put things into race discussions, a lot of these folks don't understand genetics, have very little idea about how the body functions and how economics really work, in my opinion. They don't understand the formation of capitalism or understand the processes of how formations of socialism and communism actually work. And then you take that layer of observation and you place it, as I said a few seconds ago, in the world I live in. Now, the world I live in is that I happen to know, because I'm on the front line of it, and of reviewing government projects and also people's work to either be continued or not. But it's, you see, in the future, which is coming around the corner very quickly and is being accelerated by elites and other people who have guided the philosophy of life in medical care and in the death panel, which is the Independent Payment Advisory Board. In about 20 years solid, and it could be a little further away, but I don't think so at all, that the the end of sex as we know it for the future of human reproduction will be that children will be conceived in a laboratory for selected gestation and birth based upon their sex and their health and their race. And gestation, meaning for periods of time that the embryo is developing, you have your, at the present time, human beings as a species, the gestation period is a 9-month time for humans, but for some animals it can take a couple years. Elephants are in some kind of the form of that category. These gene systems are going to be changed on our Earth, and instead of taking away sex and reproduction in the formation of what we have now, what we have now is what is called a pre-implantation genetic diagnosis. This is a abbreviated as an anachronism of PGD. And PGD is, of course, is being advanced into stem cell reproduction. But for embryos for implantation characteristics and are carry on the genetic, they could carry on or save out different genetic disorders. So the medical and scientific information, which is implied in the water research that I put together for you, is like chloramine K-H2O, which is not only just putting a disinfectant in the water, it was a proposal for decreasing the population and as sterilants, and was that way at the beginning. Now, why would people, knowing that, say, well, we're going to tell the people we're fixing everything, and the unions get the undercut? When Obamacare came in and they had those CEOs from the insurance companies and from the unions going in and out of Obama's office, in those interchanges of foremen, the formation of the developmental policy of how much the insurance companies would make no matter what, the labor unions getting their cut no matter what, in and out of Obama's office were all kinds of people from religious groups. A lot of them are Muslim, who have large financial interests in these things. And you had the people from Dubai, and make no mistake, the Parker Pathway archives are replete with detailed information and about the extent of your life and how it's measured in the real world. And now I've saved the best for the next phase. And the next phase is to have human beings being in what is called the inter vivo to the inter vitro cycle for reproduction on the planet. Now the eggs, formation of the eggs that are being set aside in the biobanks are almost complete of the world. The biobanks for seeds and plants, of course, you're aware of. And, of course, when we were starting these Parker Pathway programs, I would always tell you about the seed banks, which are really guarded more than Fort Knox. Fort Knox didn't have any real gold there, but that was taken a long time ago. But there are people that get to the process of why, over the years, the gold kept disappearing. And, of course, they have a showroom at Fort Knox. If you go there as a visitor, they show you they have gold. It's one room with gold in it. That's it. But what is the gold being paid for? If you go back to the Clinton era as president, and you had the imam who set up the terrorist attack in New York, it wasn't to totally bring the building down. it was to destroy the gold vaults below the New York building. And, of course, the Imam Pence passed away in jail. President Clinton never contacted him. And there were a lot of reasons for that. And you have, what you have are, the if you destroy, the battle has always been over human embryos. It's always been over fertilization. It's always been on the development of the creation of the transhuman. It always has. And if you, it's like Dr. John Holden saying in front of the Senate subcommittee, as the science and technology czar for President Obama, that they ask him, well, putting sterilants in the drinking water to reduce the population, did you really mean that? And he said, well, there are other ways to do it. Well, what our program is about is the medical and implementation of the construction of reproduction of humans and animals. This is why zoos are no longer under their ownership and haven't been for a good 15 years. The United Nations took over zoos a long time ago. And to bring us to today's Parker Pathways, because you know how our shows operate, what I usually am discussing with you in our little Sunday chats, it's going to happen this week while everybody's been set complaining about something else as diversion. So that being said, there are a small number of human cells that are extracted from an eight-cell embryo, and then they're subjected to genetic testing, which is where it is. Now, the intervival testing system is costly, and it costs about $20,000 per cycle, with one out of three cycles resulting in a success of having conception by artificial insemination. The the endopleural, or the PGD, costs around $3,000 to $5,000, and the retrieval process is very risky. So what you have to do, you see, is to change the I have always talked about the worth of the human person. And that's what the death metal is all about. And that's what Obama was writing. That's what that was about. And in terms of, it hasn't been repealed on February 1st, 2017. You have to have two-thirds of the House now, two-thirds of the Senate to repeal it by February 1st, 2017. That wasn't done. So it was written in such a day that we become constitutional. Now, the idea of the technologies for obtaining the human eggs and saving them and using them for the development and the formation of different forms of what are called somatic changes to create thousands of eggs and work it through and create a new race. So when you say that, they had to change the law, which is what they did in the court cases, which I've mentioned in my archives over the past 6 years, of what you have in terms of a in vitro fertilized human ovum is considered a judicial person under the United Nations. And of course, that will be formalized this week. Now, the idea here is to create a genome system of using a PGD system for the creation of a new race. And the formation of the new race is the betweening, you know, assessing which is the easier way to take a formation of a child's traits and affect the relationship of that child when the parent is the world. Keep in mind when the Pope put out the process that we have a world court, and Hillary Clinton's whole position, if she became president, she never hid that the world court and the development of the process would be that the jury would be someone from any country to be on the jury to determine your fate in court. But what they didn't tell you, which we have said on this, is that in order to do that, you have to change the formation of the chemistry of the water itself in order to change the determination of the genetic code in vitro. In other words, if you're growing the new human, you are developing a process that determining which genetic trait you do or do not want in the test tube baby. So in other words, and the idea of changing religions is not to have sex has not been hidden from you. That's been going on for way before we exposed the water as the medium for the plot. So the whole point is that there was a New Jersey Supreme Court case which was called in regard Baby M, there was tryout where they refused to enforce the surrogacy agreement because the impact on the child to learn that this female embryo was bought, the impact on the natural mother is to be isolated. And the judge, the court went up to the federal system, and the Supreme Court at that time turned that away. So you have, because they knew that if you develop the formation of Baby M at that time, you were developing a different psychology, which the Supreme Court mentioned. This was in the year 2003, and the whole process of this case, of course, has never been brought up again because it did not be brought up in mandamus, which is a procedure by which you bring up the determination of having a required en banc, in other words, the whole court hear it. So it was the beginning of developing the thought of that this is where the same-sex couple idea came from in terms of the court that they never told you about over the years. And it was always casted in the concept of liberation for lesbians and bisexuals. And actually the front proposal is that the phrase racial equality was always the priority of any of these ideas of having new birth done in the laboratory. So this is not foreign to you. On Parker Pathways, you have been exposed to this a piece at a time, and no one's hidden anything from you. You've always had it staring you in the face in the archives of RBN. Remember, I always open my show or program and say, we're all about the water. And that's not a colloquialism. That little phrase has more meaning for the determination of but the African-American parent might select an embryo with a lighter skin, for instance, but that'll have a different water concentration, see? You'll have, for instance, you have babies that could be made in the laboratory for Asianness, it's called, and where they could have Asian traits. So this has always been on the table, and I've decided to up my game a little bit. Maybe I've been too soft on you. Maybe I haven't expressed enough the dire necessity for the saving of your life through healthcare and its parameters and how it's developed. But I believe my strategy has been good because it has saved you from the shocks of understanding how much what you're really worth. And which you're worth a lot as an audience. But this is a ball game that's far exceeding what the real world's about. You can find out a lot of information from the Harvard University Press, which has a lot of work on what they will publish. But the basis of understanding the intersex and the future of the human reproduction is the basis of development of the New World Order. And as we go along, we'll talk more about this and have more of a basis for determination of how we will make judgments and determinations of these things. And of course, you have to have technology to do that. And that's why there are a lot of innovations that have to do with cell separation. And so you can isolate rare stem cells, which are really progenitor cells, or separate immune cell populations from blood and bone and bone marrow, things of that sort. So what you have here is a change of the patent law from the first to when Obama was the first act he did, and from the first to invent to the first to file. And one of the reasons behind that was to gain more of an advantage with the technologies for automation with China. And that was the real reason. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443. And welcome aboard Parker Pathways on RBN.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get 2. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Dr. Wynn Parker. The call number is 800-313-9443. And my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. For those of you out there, of course, we knew that we have had an eclipse and the past week. And, of course, the eclipse was really a science lab on the Earth for various aspects of things. And to be called in to help Uncle Sam in gravity-controlled propulsion was one of the prospects and of things that I won't be able to talk about absolutely, but I'm going to integrate them. And maybe some of you have heard of unacknowledged special access programs, which the government has, of which I have no intention of giving you any information on that, except the fact that it has different classifications and different kinds of projects. And the reason for that, of course, is the fact that some things I can talk about that I'm involved in and have been for years, and others, in fact, it's called proprietary privilege, which is why a lot of projects never get known to the public. And these unacknowledged special access programs are very involved. And they go secrecy levels that are go beyond top secret. And that being said, there are things that reach a way of understanding things in different ways as to how gravity, you might say, well, what does that have to do? Well, it's your life, because without gravity into the process, you don't have, you know, you have to be beyond a gravity barrier, which no one's going to admit to you that that actually is research going on. But the idea of electrogravitics is very important, and the idea was to determine and discover if there was any kind of change that could develop in the Einstein relativity theory. And electrostatic motion is very, very important. And with that, I will say that when President Obama signed the Brain Project, which covers five countries, I was very honored to be chosen as one of many people to review and develop that reviews of real work on the brain. But how I was involved in that is a focus that has to do with the water and the Hastas formation of development of the pre-implantation genetic diagnosis, the PGD, for the future of human reproduction, which is controlled from the brain. And of course you have other aspects of things that you have to put a reference point on to get. When you develop a hypothesis, you have to have a starting point of principle. So to see and try and see if it'll work or not. When various instruments have been found and worked with, for instance, suspicious crashes of space vehicles that can't be explained. There has never been that people will talk about in terms of some forms of the crafts that have landed on the Earth and have been excavated in archaeology on the Earth. That there's never a reported control mechanism in the craft. And this is, of course, the basis of the Brain Project and how I was, you know, involved in that. So this is in the past week, you know, combining processes of gravity control propulsion and the brain. And that's all I'll say. However, if you have people on the earth today that are discussing race and how they should be recognized, there's missing in that system the idea of if you're a like your comments to say, well, the eclipse crossed areas where there weren't any black people. And you might think that's a joke, but, you know, that's the But that's true in some ways, which is very interesting. But the idea here, let's say that you want to end sex and have the future reproduction within in vitro. The United Nations this week will discuss that this is a hardship for Hispanic women to go to a prenatal screening and into the cost situation. So they want to have race. This is very interesting. They want it both ways. They want race to be set up without the genetic dominance. They want race to be developed as the economic basis by which you can have in vitro fertilization without sex. Three, change the religious parameters in terms of acculturation of a specific race. Four, be able to develop a racial hierarchy, which is associated with a genetic tie between the black parents and the children, to isolate out inferior traits. Now, if you take the process of that and determine, I'm jumping past the unacknowledged special access programs and the development of gravity, which I'll get back to in a moment. But you see, if you're developing a process in what you have found on the Earth and determine that the water content of the crafts that have blown up on the Earth or been on the Earth or, some of these have been already identified. But the idea is that the water content of the survivor, of course, is not water. It's a formation of different things that I'll never openly talk about, but there isn't a digestive function. So the whole thing comes down to, which I'll be talking a lot about in my writings, which will be, legitimate. They won't be violating any kind of classified situation of my classifications. Some of them are even super secret. But the thing comes down to the fact that if you look at this, that if the digestion may come through the skin of a being from another cosmic area, but it may be combined with a heart and lungs organ system only, with a different gravitational system. If you look at the embryology of a human being, the embryology of a human being is connected through the Joseon system between the heart and lungs. The lungs are opening from the thyroid in terms of the embryology of the human species. However, there may be three lobes of the brain that are used for telepathic communication in any kind of form being that may have been found, which is all I'll say. But the whole point is, if you don't have any instrumentation in the craft that you're trying to analyze, then you have to have a different gravity control system of a new theory beyond the Einstein relativity, which Einstein was correct about many things about that, which we'll go into in another program. And at Yale, I wrote some papers on that, four of them to be exact, and they've been classified ever since. But they'll be declassified in about a year, so I'll have them in my other book. So the brain and gravity and the process of telemetrics from a interspecies could be what controls the craft as a supposition of a hypothesis, because there aren't any control mechanisms. So sorry, what you have, you say to yourself, okay, why would on the earth have the interest of the water the way it is. You see, I've told the story, but you might think I'm telling the story over and over again, but I'm not. I'm giving you pieces more. See, when I found out what the specially bred animals, which are used in cancer, they're formed from spread dolly rats, which are genetically formed, and so you can study that tumor. But putting chlorine in the drinking water already showed leukemia in spread dolly, second filial generation, series C347. It already showed that there was cancer in the liver of spread dolly rat, first filial generation, code number 16. So this was already known by the EPA. This was already known by the Department of Defense. This was already known by the Department of Interior. This was already known from the Majestic 12 from Harry Truman's time of presidency. This was already known before, when they were testing and inventing the atom bomb in New Mexico. Oppenheimer knew this. Dr. Teller knew this. Dr. Lawrence knew this. So it was I'm talking about the Dr. Lawrence of Lawrence Livermore Labs. I'm talking about Oppenheimer, the director of the forms of the Zeki Project, which is a combination of many kinds of people on the planet that came from a German scientist. And, of course, if it wasn't for Dr. von Braun keeping his pledge on the developmental process of the brain action to the development of the neutron-proton sequence, I don't know if the Earth would have survived. Neither does anybody else. So when I took on the water, in the term of the fact, and was a privilege to meet on the show, in the term and interview Dr. Emoto, who had developed my concepts about the change of the water molecule itself, I had already developed concepts unknown to me that what I was doing at the Lawrence Lab as a budding person. This was always the way it was with me. I'm not complaining, but I gotta say, you know. You see, in the military in those days, all the unmarried men stood duty on the weekends, and because they wanted the married men to go home on the weekends and be with their wives, or to be with their girlfriends, or to, you know, have the socialization. And I'm not complaining or anything, you know, but that's really, you know, but I never made that during, you know. So it was always that way with me. They'd say, hey, well, listen, we have a real bright boy over here. We've got a real good officer we're developing. And that's the way they talk. See, the officer we're developing, and the thing, and he's here on the weekends, and so let's put him in the lab and do it. And so I rubbed shoulders with some of the greatest minds that the world had ever seen, and they found that I was making notes, and which I always do, and here I was writing formulas, and they said, "Well, where?" That's interesting. Where'd you get that formula? I said, well, I said my father, who was a physician, I think he taught me physics when I was 6 years old, taught me Latin when I was eight, taught me anatomy and how to draw it by the time I was 6 to 7 to 8 years old. I taught anatomy in the military, in medical school, when I was just a kid. To me, to show you sometimes how it's workable to be naive, you know, the reason I loved anatomy, and you could really put me in a medical school right away when I was in the military. But the thing is, I did it because if you have instruction, you get extra chow. You know, in the military, that's what food is called, chow. And I could have anything I wanted, you know. So to me, teaching anatomy in medical school when I'm a kid means I get an extra meal from the cook, you know. But here we are, you know, rubbing elbows with people. And when we come back from the break, I didn't mean to tell you anything personal, but it has something to do with what we got here. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Nutramedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
We just have just a few minutes left on the first hour, but there's a lot more to cover on this particular thing. But the to take the idea Okay, we're developing concepts of brain and organ, developing process of the water and how it develops within the concepts of the new gravitational control propulsion systems. We're also developing the concept, the phenomenon of vertical ether flow into any mass. All right? Now, if you have to say you have to have an entity and be able to do that, and if the brain is formed in such a way to be able to have a third brain, which is where this is heading, and you place that within the idea of having reproduction only in vitro, and developing to be able to determine race determinations and processes, which is where this is all going, I look at the people on the street where you have that movement called Black Lives Matter, having demands placed on white people. And he's trying to figure out where in the hell that sits, you see. So it's the idea is one of the demands is white people should rebudget your monthly budget so you can donate to our black funds for land purchasing. The other is to, if they don't have any descendants, they need to give all their property to a black family. I didn't see all of this, but I know that RBN has this on their news. I haven't had a chance to. I heard about it, but which is very clear. In other words, they want to have the idea of what I heard, from up above, is that the black people, the Black Lives Matter, want you to make out a will and leave your house to a black person. That was the way it was said to me. But the and then, of course, the idea is to turn your friends in at work if they talk about racism. You know they're racist, and they take down what they're saying, take their picture, and of course, I think the phrase is that if any white person at your work, as you enter in a space and you overhear a white person praising the actions from Charlottesville, first get a picture, get their name and more info, find out where they work, get them fired, but certainly address them. And if you need to, you got hands, use them, unquote. So this is the determination where we're trying to save lives and put things into the perspective of the development of saving the human race with the new physics. You see where the dichotomy is? We'll see you on the next Parker Pathways Live Hour, which will only be in a few minutes. And the call-in number for the second live hour and the third live hour is 800-313-9443. And welcome aboard.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio.
A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can.